The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Sorry to interrupt your old-time radio programming. My name is Becky, and remember that the KTQA Daily Briefing brings you your updates and resources related to the pandemic most days, Monday through Friday, within the 3 o'clock hour. Today is Thursday, March 4th. It is the only date, which is also a full sentence. And, somewhat fittingly, it's also National Grammar Day. Myself, being a linguist from the descriptive rather than proscriptive camp, I say I ain't going to worry about any non-standard grammar as long as we can all understand each other if you call or text us here at KTQA at 253-330-8821 or if you drop us an email, info@ktqa.org, or you can go to ktqa.org/contact. And let us know what you're thinking. So sorry that we missed updating you all yesterday. And so sorry that I'm coming to you so late in the 3 o'clock hour. It is around 3:38 on this Thursday, March 4th. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. There's lots of COVID data displays available at the Department of Health website that can be found at doh.wa.gov/COVID-data-dashboard. If you go online to wa211.org, or if you dial 211 from anywhere in the state of Washington, you'll get linked up to all sorts of resources for social, health, and financial assistance. If you dial 311, you'll get connected to the city of Tacoma. The state's coronavirus hotline is open 7 days a week starting at 6 a.m. The phone number is 1-800-525-0127. Most days, they wrap it up at 6 p.m., but on Mondays, they stay open till 10. You can also text the coronavirus hotline by texting your questions to 211-211. For state-level updates today, the Department of Health has issued a warning and guidelines for how to safely resume water service in buildings that had been closed or underused during the pandemic. And that's in order to minimize the risk of certain waterborne bacteria and infections due to stagnant water in pipes. Building owners and maintenance staff should have 2 to 3 weeks lead time to start up water and plumbing systems in buildings that have been closed temporarily long term in order to make sure there's time for testing and possible disinfection if needed. Once all startup efforts are complete, water should be tested for Legionella specifically. Links can be found at coronavirus.wa.gov in the news section, and full documentation can be searched for online at the Department of Health website for the state. That's doh.wa.gov. We've got an update from the State Department of Licensing. Most commercial driver licenses, also known as CDLs, and commercial learner permits, known as CLPs, that were set to expire on or after March 1st of 2020, that's last year, March 1st, they're now extended through May 31st of 2021, unless they've been renewed already. Late fees will not be assessed during this extension period. License and permit holders will not receive a new license with a new expiration date, but can refer to the Department of Licensing information if they have any questions or are stopped by any law enforcement officers and have a license or a permit with an expiration date in the past. The Department of Licensing also has temporary rules in place, making almost everyone eligible for online renewals of any kinds of permits or licensing. There's another temporary rule change that allows some commercial drivers to continue operating with an expired medical certificate. For those with medical certificates that expired on or after December 1st of 2020, the department will not downgrade your CDL through May 31st of this year. The Department of Licensing also extended the deadline for intrastate CDL drivers to submit medical certificates through May 31st. More information on all of this is available online at dol.wa.gov or by emailing cdlprogram@dol.wa.gov. Regarding our vaccine updates, Lots of changes have come quick this week regarding coronavirus vaccines in our state. First off, about 8% of Washingtonians have been fully vaccinated against the virus, and 14% of Washingtonians have received at least one dose. The FDA has given emergency use authorization to the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine that joins the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines, each of which require two doses. And the Western States Working Group has authorized it as well, so it'll be available in Washington. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department anticipates receiving doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as soon as next week. Those currently eligible to receive COVID shots now include K-12 education staff as well as childcare workers. And that's per a recent directive by both the president and the governor. Veterans of any age can also now get vaccinated through the VA by calling 206-716-5716. Again, veterans of any age can now be eligible for COVID vaccination through the VA. You can call 206-716-5716. Educators and veterans join healthcare workers, first responders, elders 65 years and up, long-term care residents, and those over 50 who live in multi-generational households who are all still eligible and have been eligible to receive coronavirus vaccines. The governor announced today that he expects that by March 22nd, vaccine eligibility will open up to pregnant people and those with disabilities that put them at high risk, as well as people who work in certain settings such as agriculture, food processing, grocery stores, public transit, firefighting, law enforcement, and workers in prisons and jails. That tier of eligibility will not include restaurant workers. And by April 12th, the governor's office expects to open vaccine eligibility to people age 16 and older who have two or more medical conditions that put them at higher risk for severe COVID illness, as well as anyone over 50 who had not been previously eligible. People living in correctional facilities and certain group home settings are slated to become eligible for vaccination by April 26th. For those looking to book their COVID vaccination appointments, the website covidwa.com is not state-run, but it has been a valuable resource for eligible individuals who are struggling to access vaccine appointments. Pierce County businesses or organizations with capacity to run or facilitate a community vaccination clinic can contact the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department by calling 253-649-1412. And any eligible individuals can go to coronavirus.wa.gov to search for providers, clinics, and pharmacies that may be offering vaccine appointments anywhere in the state. For our regional updates, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department has reported 114 new COVID-19 cases today, as well as three COVID-related deaths. The 14-day case rate per 100,000 people in our county is sitting at 183. Individuals who received a first dose vaccine at one of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department's community vaccine events should have received an email with information for their second dose. Anyone who can't locate an email can call 253-649-1412. And right here in Tacoma, the Tacoma Public Schools is reminding public that now that students have returned to some forms of in-person learning, school tracks and fields are closed to the public during school hours and during after-school activities. For those who may be experiencing any of the symptoms that we've come to associate with coronavirus, including sore throat, headache, fever, GI upset, and cough, loss of taste and smell, there's numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, at pharmacies, at Cheney Stadium, and the Lakewood State Emissions Testing Center. You can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and follow links for Find COVID Testing Near Me for specific locations near you. In addition to permanent regular testing locations, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department offers free mobile testing events, and the remaining ones this week include tomorrow, March 5th. The Health Department will be out at Narrows Plaza Bowl in University Place, as well as at Centro Latino here in Hilltop. And on Saturday, March 6th, they'll be at Eatonville High School and at UW-Tacoma. Testing for those events runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and if you need later hours, the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station stays open until 5:30 p.m., and those tests are administered by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. If you're a business or you're associated with a business or an organization that has the capacity to serve as one of those mobile testing locations, you can get in touch with Tony Smith of the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. Just email tsmith@tpchd.org. My name is Becky, and you've been listening to the March 4th KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember that you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma and 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number, where you can call or text us, is 253-330-8821. If you need to ask questions or get in touch with someone about your coronavirus concerns, the state coronavirus hotline is 1-800-525-0127. It's open till 6 o'clock. If you missed any part of today's daily briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. Have a wonderful, safe, happy, healthy remainder of your Thursday. The show you just heard was pre-recorded. For more information, go to daily.ktqa.org.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.